Time to take a look at the closing grain and livestock numbers here for this Monday, August the 17th, 2026. I'm Jamie Dickerman on the Red River Farm Network. We are joined by Ag Resource Company President Dan Bossy. And Dan, we got some positive numbers on our screen today, especially in the grains. We're looking at soybeans jumping up here, double digits to end the day. It was a positive day in the grain market today.
It really was, and we saw a significant amount of fund buying. A lot of talk about the flooding that is occurring between, let's call it, central Illinois into central Indiana. And on top of that, there's some private crop tours out that are talking about lower corn yields. Many people have dropped their corn yield below 180, and that stimulated some fund buying. So seasonal price trends are turning up. Looks like the markets are finding their sea legs, and over in Europe, we're still hearing about a smaller European corn crop. Now people talking to French corn crop, maybe as low as 6 million metric tons. So the world is finding less grain, and that got bullish for Chicago today.
Over in the livestock market here, we saw kind of a mixed market go. We saw cattle up early, then kind of retreat a little bit.
Yeah, we're still in that period where the Labor Day band is pretty much filled for that holiday. And we're thinking about the school lunch programs and other things going forward. But the beef market needs to grab and hold here. That will cause another rally in cattle, the discounts in futures to cash. But again, there's some uncertainty about that heading into the October timeframe. So the market's probably likely to be a little choppy and two-sided here. Hog prices seasonally turn down, and that's kind of our expectation as we head into the month of October.
Market analysis from Ag Resource Company President Dan Bossy. Look at the closing grain and livestock numbers for this Monday, August 17th, 2026. I'm Jamie Dickerman on the Red River Farm Network.